Japan Top 10.
Welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10 Countdown. I am your host Kirby.
And I'm Haru.
And we have some new songs this week and also songs from last countdown as well.
So this is the second Listener Appreciation Month episode for March. Listeners will all get premium platinum Patreon leveled episodes this month. Get your song request onto our show by visiting our website at jtop10.jp. Also, we are still looking for great talent to join our podcast, so visit our site for details on how to apply. So now let's get started. At number 10, moving down 5 spots, this is Akeboshi by Lisa.
Number 10.
Thank you. Akeboshi, or Morning Star, is the first opening theme song for the anime Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba Mugen Train Arc. Written and composed by Yuki Kajiura, the song starts with strings in the intro, giving off an atmosphere of fantasy, melancholy, and mystery. Then a guitar riff reverberates through the middle of the song. The melody is reminiscent of Emmett's song I Beg You, which was also composed by Kajiura.
The music video shows Lisa performing the song in a railroad tunnel illuminated by lanterns and on a lawn surrounded by flames at night, mixing with images of liquids called Alive Painting, created by painter Akiko Nakayama. Lisa describes Akeboshi as a song of entrusted thoughts, hopes, and curses. So what do you think about the song?
I found that there are some YouTubers cover this song, Akeboshi, on YouTube. And then I found, do you know Gachapin?
Not sure.
Gachapin is a character. He looks like a green monster. Then he's the official character of Fuji TV, I guess. He's quite popular among children.
Uh-huh.
So like he can sing well. So he covered this song on YouTube. Yeah, it was funny.
I think all the songs that Lisa makes recently is very, very popular, and you see many people do covers of her song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially because Lisa always performs for Kimetsu no Yaiba.
I like the song in the first part. It's like heavy and metal. It reminds me of some bands. Like they have a Japanese style melody.
Yeah, J-rock.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really cool. And of course, Lisa's voice is very powerful as well.
Mm-hmm.
And now at number 9, we have a new song. It's Bad Mood from Utada Hikaru.
Number 9.
Thank you.
Utada Hikaru is a Japanese-American singer, songwriter, and producer born in the United States to Japanese parents, record producer Utada Teruzane and enka singer Keiko Fuji. Utada began to write music and lyrics at an early age and often traveled to Tokyo as a result of her father's job. Utada is a core component of the ever-changing J-pop music genre, bringing her American-influenced R&B vocal style to a mix of soulful ballads, bouncy dance pop, and standard pop songs.
Bad Mode is the 8th Japanese language studio album, 11th overall. It's also her first bilingual album release, with songs in both Japanese and English. The album features the song Bad Mode, One Last Kiss, and 4 bonus tracks.
I like this song. It has a nice cool R&B or like a pop feel to it. And as for the lyrics, I like the thing where she always says something like, if you want to lean on somebody, you can, or lean on me if you're sad or something like that. Personally, I just find it weird that she put a few F-bombs in the end of the song. So, maybe it's just new for me for an Utada Hikaru song.
Oh, I think this song is about this COVID-19 situation that we have to stay at home. And I like the lyrics. Then I found a translation here and I liked it. How about we ignore text, watch Netflix, stay in our pajamas all day, order something on Uber Eats. So I like this, you know.
Just staying at home.
Yeah. And she said netofuri. We say netofuri
in
Japanese we say netofuri instead of Netflix.
Ah, yes, yes.
And also she includes Uber Eats in the lyrics, so it's so cool.
They get free advertising from Utada Hikaru.
At number 8, we have another new song. This is Shock by Sakanakshon.
Number 8.
Sanaction is a Japanese rock band from Sapporo, Hokkaido. Their music is a fusion of alternative rock, electronic pop, and new wave styles. The band consists of five members: Ichiro Yamaguchi, Motoharu Iwadera, Yumi Kusakari, Emi Okazaki, and Keiichi Ejima.
The name Sakanaction is a mix of the words sakana and action. Sakana meaning fish in Japanese. In the band's own words, their name reflects a wish to act quickly and lightly, like fish in the water, without fearing changes in the music scene. Sakanaction first attracted attention at the 2006 Rising Sun Rock Festival and later released their first physical album in 2007. I have a question. I'm not sure if you noticed, but is this like a commentary on maybe drinking or alcohol or something? Because the lyrics talk about like taking a sip or, you know, shock or the young people at night. And then I'm not sure if I understood the song correctly, but the lyrics are really, really short and spread out.
Let me take a look at the lyrics, because I rather focus on the music video.
Oh, the music. The music video is weird. Like, they're performing on stage and then they're being interviewed.
Yeah. That was really interesting. And this is not just a music video. This is actually music live video. So, like, someone said that Sakanaction performed this song, Shokku. So they performed Shokku online live in a single take, and they released the live version, this one, for music video.
Ah, okay. That's nice.
Yeah, it's so interesting.
Lately, many musicians perform their songs at home and then they release online since of the COVID situation. Like Gen Hoshino and some other musicians, that since they cannot go out, so they have to record on their own.
I think so. And it's more like entertainment. It's really cool. It's a single take. I guess that there is no edit from the beginning to the end. It's just one take.
Like a live performance, yeah. At number 7, we have another new song. It's The Mystery of the Name of the Heart, or Kokoro to Iu na no Fukakai by Ado.
Number 7. Kimi ga mabataki wo suru oto, me wo surashita oto sae, konna ni matayasuku kiki wakete miseru no ni. Toki ni byoume wa nan to shimashou ka, dare mo shiri e nai hazu no kokoro nante sa, kitai mo shinai yo. に記録された蓄積に、それ以上意味はないはずだもの。故にどんな顔して笑おうと、勝手に鏡ないことは信じるに値しないんだ。それが全て信を吐いてる、信を吐いてる、それだけ。
私はいつまで忘れてるつもりだろう。明日をつないだ指で取りこぼしてきたもの。 てしまう虚しさのままに心を吐いてる心を吐いてる本当は乱暴に君が触れてくれたらぽっかり覗く空白も埋められるこれが正体表情にメスを入れてしまう愛情は遠く止まってしまう解剖できない手術台じゃ答えなんてさ分かりしないよ正式で一切は証明しない心という名前の不可解を素直になれぬ私の
Ado made her debut at age 17. She is currently 19 years old, with the single entitled Usewa. Popular Japanese singer Mafu Mafu teamed up with Ado to create The Mystery of the Name of the Heart.
The song has become the theme song for the Kansai Fuji TV drama Dr. White. The show follows the story of a woman named Yakuya, who has amnesia but has extensive medical knowledge and has a genius-like diagnostic ability and begins to work with a diagnostic team at a hospital.
I listened to this song and all I can say is that Ado has a very powerful voice.
Yes, she does. So I think that most of people know Ado through her major debut song, Usewa. And I guess the song was released last year and it becomes like a smash hit. So everyone knows the song.
When I was reading the translation, I think her YouTube channel has English captions for the lyrics. Oh. So I was reading it and then the story goes like, I think it's like a person, maybe somebody or a creature or a robot maybe that doesn't understand feelings. And then she's trying to understand why she's crying or why her heart's beating or something like that. The story is nice and simple. Maybe she's falling in love but she doesn't understand. But of course, the way that she sings the song is very powerful.
I think this is a kind of Vocaloid. It's not actually Vocaloid, but I know that Mafu Mafu, the producer of this song, who he's singer-songwriter and Vocaloid producer as well. And the tempo is so fast and it's really hard to sing. So, I think it's very unique.
Yeah, I see. I mean, well, of course, Ado can do that.
Yeah. At number 6, moving down 4 spots, this is Hato by Aimyon.
Number 6.
ことが難しいこと近くにいればいるほどなんだか胸が痛い 眠たい夜に眠れないこと予測できない帰りを待ってる私がいる、うん、一つになるたび期待すること近くにいればいつかは待ってる弱い時間見過ぎた理想と笑われたこと私の隅で小さく高鳴ってる未来がなくさよならは嫌わがままかしらただあなたのあなたの心を奪えたら寒さに負けないよなぬくもりであなたのこと寝つけない夜に暴れ出す行動私の中溢れ出す愛情って締め付けたいずっと笑ってるのも起きてすぐ書く依頼もただあなたにあなたに認めてほしい
Aimyeong was influenced to become a singer-songwriter in part because of her grandmother, who herself aspired to be a singer, and her father, who worked as an audio engineer. Not just a singer, she also wrote the lyrics for the song Time Goes By from the third single of the boy group, Journey's West, released on February 4, 2015.
Heart is Aimyeong's 12th single released November 24, 2021. And is used as the theme song for the drama Kon in Todoke ni Han wo Oshita Dake desu ga. How about you? What do you think?
Oh, actually, I like the one of the lyrics. It says, Okite sugu kaku eyeline. Like, eyeline is a kind of makeup. So, like, you know, just getting up and doing some makeup, eyeline. But in Japanese, we could say, Okite sugu kaku eyeline. So that means, you know, we use LINE in Japan. It's like a messenger or WhatsApp.
Ah, So she's saying that when she wakes up, she talks to him in line.
Yeah, so I line means love line in Japanese. So
okay, so it's a multi-layered play on words.
So it's very interesting. But yeah, it's basically Aimyon maybe describe about makeup eyeline, but maybe we can imagine, you know, she's sending love line to someone just, you know, after just waking up.
That's nice. That's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Because I generally the feel of the song is like she really loves this person and she's expressing her love through this song. So I really it's a very nice love song. At number 5, going down 4 spots, it's Omokage, produced by Vondi, featuring Miley, Emer, and Ikura.
Number 5.
Omokage is a collaboration between the singers Miley, Emer, and Ikura. You can watch a performance on The First Take, a YouTube channel where you can watch different musicians perform in a single take. According to the channel, there's only one rule where artists must perform their hearts out in a single take. On the channel, over 100 musicians and vocalists have already performed, including Lisa, Leona, and Chico with Honeyworks.
Miley's major debut came in 2019 with the release of her EP, Inside You, which was produced by One Ok Rock, Toru. Ikuta Lira, also known as Ikura, is a singer-songwriter and the vocalist of the hit music duo YOASOBI. Eme, most recently known for performing the opening and ending theme songs of Demon Slayer Entertainment District Arc.
As for this song, I like the good vibes that they're sending out. So it's like a cool song and just fun to listen to.
Yeah, so each of them has different voice, like unique and different styles, but their harmony is perfect. And also I found the producer, it's called Boundy. So he's a young producer. I think he's just 20 years old or something.
Wow.
And then he's a singer-songwriter in Japan. Then he self-covered this song as well. And it's a little bit different from this original version. It's more like retro and nostalgic, but it's so cool. So like everyone can listen to on Boundy's YouTube channel. So it's really cool.
Oh, nice. I'll take note of that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when the producer performs his song in his own version, it sometimes gives you a different twist on the song.
Yeah.
It's very entertaining and creatively, of course.
At number 4, moving up 4 spots, this is Nandemonaiyo or Nothing by Macaroni Enpitsu.
Number 4.
Macaroni Enpitsu is a four-member Japanese rock band formed in 2012. Nandemonaiyo, or Nothing, is a love ballad where you can feel happiness and satisfaction with love.
In terms of sound, the song features an arrangement that is simple, and the number of sounds is suppressed as much as possible. The song moved up to number 1 on the Billboard charts the week of December 9th with over 8,400,000 weekly streams.
I think this song is staying on the top 10 charts for a while and still moving up.
Maybe it's because of the poppy beat. and the lovely lyrics. Mm-hmm. I think it's nice that he's expressing the way he loves this person. I think it's nice. It's not too heavy.
And I think it's really popular for karaoke.
Ah.
Mm. I think it's not too difficult, especially for male. And, you know, the also the lyrics are quite lovely, so maybe...
And also, I think the lyrics are casual also. It's not too formal.
Yeah.
At number three, going up three spots, we have Anarchy by Official Hige Dandism.
Number three.
Official Hige Dandism is a Japanese pop band formed in Shimane, Japan in 2012 by Satoshi Fujihara, Daisuke Ozasa, Makoto Narazaki, and Masaki Matsuura. Anarchy is the new song from official Higedandism, and it will be the theme song for the third Confidence Man film, The Confidence Man JP Episode of the Hero. Official Higedandism originally performed the theme song for the Confidence Man JP drama series and has contributed the theme song for each previous movie.
One member of the band stated, "We are so honored to be performing the theme song for the newest film, having worked on all of the others in the past. It's so thrilling to imagine this being played in a movie theater. Honestly, it's just crazy. I'm so proud that we could create a song like this. We are so grateful to the movie's staff for giving us these wonderful opportunities."
I was listening to this song and I think it's different from the other songs of Official Higedandism, whereas this song has lots of like anxiety and like discomfort, because she's trying to express the theme of the song, anarchy. Because if you remember, other songs of Official Higedandism are like love songs and then pop songs.
Also, I like this intro. It's so cool. The bass sound, immediately, we catch the attention. It's very cool. At number two, moving up one spot, this is Ichizu by King Gnu.
Number two.
King Gnu is a Japanese band formed in 2013. It consists of Daiki Tsuneta, who is a vocalist, songwriter, and guitarist, Satoru Iguchi, who is a vocalist and keyboardist, Kazuki Arai, who is a bassist, and Yu Seki, who is a drummer.
Ichizu is the fourth single by King Gnu. It was released on December 29th, 2021. The song is used as the theme song for the anime movie Jujutsu Kaisen Zero.
Have you ever watched the Jujutsu Kaisen?
Yes, on Netflix. We watched it already, but the movie I haven't seen yet.
Oh, I see. Actually, I don't know much about Jujutsu Kaisen, but some fans are talking about this song, that the song connects to the movie and the story.
The anime is action, adventure, and there's demons and there's more fighting. So there's lots of things happening. Sometimes they're comparing like Kimetsu no Yaiba and then Jujutsu Kaisen. Ooh. But they're different stories. But both of them have action and adventure. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Also, it has lots of good fight scenes. That's why it's exciting to watch.
Also, this song is so, you know, the guitar sound is so cool and it's aggressive as well.
It's good for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And at number one, going up 8 spots, it's Zankyo Sanka by Eme.
Number one.
Zankyo Sanka is the 19th single by singer Eme and is the opening to Demon Slayer Entertainment District Arc. Eme's name comes from the verb aimer in French, which means to love. She uses the name Eme Rhythm for the lyrics credits.
She has also performed the theme songs of Fate Stay Night, Vinland Saga, and Natsume's Book of Friends. Zankyo Sanka became her first song to reach the top of the Japan Hot 100 chart, selling 87,649 downloads in its first week.
as I said in the previous episode, that mm-hmm. this is very different for ML because her other songs are ballads. Ooh. But this one is very like rocking and very fast paced, so it's new to my ears.
Do you watch Kimetsu no Yaiba?
No, I still haven't watched Kimetsu no Yaiba. I only watched the first season.
Mm-hmm.
I have so much to watch actually.
Oh,
but I think it's available in Netflix.
I also found Eme performed live version of this song on First Take YouTube channel. So like we can watch the First Take YouTube channel to see and to listen her live singing performance as well.
Ah, it's nice, nice. I think the mm-hmm. First Take channel has very good performances.
And that's it for this countdown, but we still have some extra songs for you. The first extra song we have is Indie Spotlight. This is Empty Island Avalon by WeeJ. We Are Japan. The Tokyo Twin Vocal Rock Band formed in February 2019 under the name We Are Japan.
Empty Island Avalon is from We Are Japan's first mini album, SF Avalon. The band have released their second EP, SF Yggdrasil. And when I listen to this song, it reminds me of like late 90s, early 2000s VK, Visual K rock, but like a modern twist. So it reminds me of like the old Lunacy maybe songs.
Oh.
That maybe it's the melody, but I like their style.
Mm-hmm. I think that twin vocal rock band is really unique. So like basically rock band has just one, you know, one singer, but actually WeeJ has two vocalists.
So the more power.
Yeah,
I like their style. It reminds me of the classic VK.
Mm.
And now we have another extra song. It's for the Enka Extra. It's Jiro Atsumi with Yume Oi Zake.
この酒をだれが名付けた夢追い酒とあなたなぜなぜ私を捨てた みんなで尽くしたその果てに夜の酒場で一人泣く死ぬまで一緒と信じてた私バカです。あなたなぜなぜ 私を捨てた指を絡め眠った幸せを思い出させる流し歌 お前と呼ばれた気がしたの雨に滲んだ酒場の小窓あなたなぜなぜ 私を捨てた人と酒心に燃えさせて夢を追いましょうもう一度
Jiro Atsumi is an enka pop singer born in Tokyo. Yumeoi Sake, or Dream Chasing Sake, was Jiro Atsumi's fifth single released February 25, 1978.
The song has since been covered by many enka artists. Though initially it wasn't popular, its sales boomed, becoming the number one single of 1979. Atsumi released album Shin Enka Shi 2, Atsumi Jiro Hikigatari Latte Melody, Konga to Tomoni. Or in English, New Enka 2, Jiro Atsumi with Latin Melody in 2021.
Yeah, I was listening to the song and I have a question. Is this like, is he singing about a girl in a bar or is he singing about himself in a bar, like sad because someone left him or her or something?
I think the song describes the woman who broke up with her boyfriend or husband.
Or maybe just left, or maybe broke up, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or died. And, I don't know.
Ah, I see.
But I think from what I understand, it's sad. So that's the point mm-hmm. of the song that I think. Am I right with that?
Yeah, like she's drinking in the bar at night and she's crying and she said like, I was so stupid. I believed him so much.
So I wonder why this kind of song becomes popular. I know enka is very popular in Japan even in the mm-hmm. modern days, but even this kind of sad song is also popular.
Not sure, but I think that 1979, basically 80s, there are so many like idol singers. Then I think that people wanted to listen to more classic, you know, enka, standard enka, rather than just listening to like idol songs. I guess.
Okay.
My opinion. But yeah.
Because sometimes when I listen to the Oricon charts mm-hmm. like a few years back, there's always like an enka singer there.
Yeah.
So it's still popular.
The last song of this episode is a boy band bonus. This is Roar live version by KAT-TUN from 2021.
手を伸ばして重ねた迷いと途方もない手叶えた簡単理想がだんだん遠幻想に変わってゆく叫びたい何かを叫びたくて何もない静かに崩れてく叫んだはずの後悔記憶の底で埋めたまま 不確かな明日今日より聞かれと願って明けない夜を耐えるこの虚しくて終わることない迷路みたいで外に耳出せなって I wanna know 出口はどこだもがいたって離れ行く定めならばこの熊で愛せるのか この上で捉えた未来を塞いだ壁は 自分でしか壊せない願ったって願ったって変わりゆく定めならば憎むべきものは何か求めて傷ついて全てを焼き付けた目が闇よりまた焚いていた留まらないと気づいた時動き出す 両親と刻む手無意識にこのことが止めとなく共鳴するんだ Where am I going? 答えのないキャビジアチョワニーもがいたってもがいたって離れゆく定めならばこの空まで愛するのかこの上で捉えた未来を塞いだ壁は 自分でしか壊せない願ったって願ったって変わりゆく定めならば守るべきものは何か生まれて散るまで全てを焼き付け梅が明日を見据えていた
k a KAT-TUN is a Japanese boy band formed under Johnny and Associates. The group's name derived from the first letter of each original member's family names, Kazuya Kamenashi, Jin Akanishi, Junnosuke Taguchi, Kouki Tanaka, Tatsuya Ueda, and Yuichi Nakamaru.
They made their debut on March 22, 2006, with the single Real Face. Roar was the group's 28th single and celebrated the group's 15th anniversary. Are you familiar with KAT-TUN?
Yes, I like the song, debut song Real Face, but unfortunately now there are just three members right now. So that means other three of them already left the group. And then recently, there's a sad news that one of the former member, Kouki Tanaka, he was arrested due to the possession of stimulants. So it's a kind of illegal drugs in Japan.
Wow.
Oh, and I think this is the second time. And also another former member, Junnosuke Taguchi, he was also arrested due to the possession of marijuana.
Mm. Okay. Wow.
Wow.
I think that's a ground for like removal from the group. Sometimes they do that, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember maybe it was, I forgot which girl group was that. I think Morning Musume, I think. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they found one of the members, I think, with a cigarette or something. And then...
Kago-chan.
I didn't want to say her name, actually.
Oh, okay.
And then I think it was Maria Gucci. I think she was seen with a boyfriend, I think, or something like that. Or male friend, I don't know. Because when I was following Morning Musume, I was thinking, wow, they removed their members just because they saw a picture with a boy or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the image of the idols are very important in Japan. So they have to mm-hmm. say that, oh, you're not pure anymore or something. That's how I understand it. So maybe in this case with KAT-TUN, I think it's very very heavy that they have to like remove them. I think did they say that they were removed?
I think they already left the group before, you know, happening.
Okay.
But Jin Akanishi, who lives in Los Angeles, I think, in the States, and he's a singer, and I think he's quite popular in the US, I guess.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And also KAT-TUN is still active in Japan and still they are still popular.
Okay, well, I hope they're yeah. doing well. And that's it for our Japan Top 10 episode. For next episode, Dean and Tassie are joining together to continue our Listener Appreciation Month for a brand new indie artist interview in a week from now. And that's it for Japan Top 10 episode 423. This has been Kirby.
And Haru.
And we'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.
Stay safe. Bye.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.